one of the most misunderstood parts of the Rambam, especially in Mor Nevuchim, is what the Rambam does with Tamei HaMitzvos. The Rambam never ever thought in terms of why do we do a mitzvah or why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a mitzvah. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, Lama Tolkien Barosh. Why do we blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah? Mar says, Lama Tolkien. It's a stupid question. Lama Tolkien. Rachmanah said to do it. That's why we do it. Ella, Mar says, Lama Tolkien Meirian. Why do we blow Yeshvan Kruit Kid? Mar says, so. And the Gemara says, no. What is the reason for a certain minik? That Gemara is telling us that all the Tamei HaMitzvos are never why we do something. Ramban writes, and the Ritva brings in the name of Rabbeinu Agol and greater. We have a halacha that, on the face of it, makes no sense. Then a mechuyev b'davar gets more schar than any mechuyev b'davar. Ramban asks the question, what do you mean? If I do something voluntarily, I become a waschar. He says, no. In every mitzvah, there are two aspects. The mitzvah itself is important, and through a mitzvah, I'm a kabul o malcha shemayim. I submit my will and my thought process to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm a chuyev b'davar. When he does a mitzvah for the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvah, he submits his will to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. That's another part of the mitzvah, and he gets schar for that. So a mechuyev b'davar always gets more schar than any mechuyev b'davar. Okay. Now, Lama Tog, so Tamei mitzvahs are not anything to do with why we do it. We do it simply. Tzivei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nor Tamei HaMitzvos anything to do with why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us. Rambam writes very explicitly. The question why to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an irrelevant question. That's, for instance, he gives the question, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make the sun? Why he made the sun? Very simply. In order for human beings to survive, they need heat, they need light. Otherwise, you couldn't survive. The question is then, so why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make the human beings? They need heat and they light. Because the why question can go on going, there's no never. So, there's no answer to the why question. It's a meaningless question. The question is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his infinite wisdom, gave us mitzvahs. But each mitzvah besides our just submitting our will to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will has a supposed desired impact on the human being. Sometimes we understand that impact. Sometimes we don't. Chok is when we don't. We know that it's there. We can theorize what it might be. But we don't know. Okay. So, when we give Tamei HaMitzvos, what are Tamei HaMitzvos? Tamei HaMitzvos, in each mitzvah there are many different lessons. And we are supposed to take mitzvahs and use them for Darkei Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Rambam says, shofar, even though it's a chok, like all mitzvahs HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but dover remez yeshbo, there's a message. And he says, the Rebbe, and that he's talking Hilchos Tshuva, it's wake up for Tshuva. The Gemara gives a bunch of other different. For instance, the Gemara asks, why did we blow shofar? Shofar shall ayo, the ram. And the Gemara answers, why do we blow from the ram? Akedas Yisro. So, most Rishonim are of the opinion that that is not the Yikuva. That is just the reason for our minik. The Rambam says no, that is liikuva. An integral part of Mitzvah Shovah is liikuva, is our remembering Akedas Yitzchok and asking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a good din in the schus of Akedas Yitzchok. There's another machlokas in the Gemara. Machlokas in the Mishnah. Shofar, there are three times people blew shofars. One, they blew it Rosh Hashanah. Two, on Yovel. And three, they blew it on a tinus. The whole machlokas in the Gemara is a shofar straight or a shofar is bent. The Gemara says, on a tinus, al pi svara, it should be bent. Al pi svara, on Yovel, it should be straight. So machlokas on Rosh Hashanah. And then, is there gzeirah shava or not? How exactly? What is the difference between a straight shofar and a bent shofar? Between a straight shofar and a bent shofar, as a human being, is a basic stira. If you take a look on Yom Kippur Malza, so there is. Piyut before Kedusha in Shachris, a similar one in Musaf. Asher Ometz Tilosecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the power, Eile Shachak, of the Malachim, way beyond anything in this world. For it's Yisro Shevach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the Melech Machim Lachim, who runs the world beyond the world, on top of the world, but still he wants Shevach from lowly human beings. Shavu betzilosach, b'tavs rei toah, tzis ha-shevach, m'ut ha-yomim, nishu ha-tovos, ve-rogas. And then we say, u'v'chein t'nu oz elokim, al yisol gavosa, yisol amonosa, yisol betosa. In Musaf we have a similar. Say the same idea. Hashem Osecho Berle Omen Ravi Avisa Tehila. You want Shabbat. Human being is on the one hand a very limited, full of stiris. And a human being, especially Yom Adin, comes in from a Kodesh Baruch Hu broken. A tainus, day of tshuva, we come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu broken. There's another dimension of a human being. We have a neshama, chelek elokam imam. We relate to the Melech Malchem Lochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We stand up in front of him. We are the crown jewel in the entire Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires contact with us. So, take a look in Rashi, Rosh Chavovim Abeis. What does Rashi say? On Yovel, when we declare the dignity of human beings. So really, up his fur, the shofar should be straight. On kindness, it should be bent. On Rosh Hashanah, there's a stira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to address him. But we're bent and straight. Rama Paskins, the shofar shetokim bo barosh yoshon keren hakfosim hakochuf. The bent shofar of a ram. If you take a ram and take just the beginning of it and cut it off where it's straight or straighten it out, it's no good. It has to be a ram and bent. We stand bent in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah. Remembering the Akedah, tshuva, something else. Rashi there in the Gemara Chavama basis, shofar is immediate to tefillah. It's a means of tefillah. We say that in shofros. Shofros, we say. Kiyata shomea kol shofar. What does it mean? Akadosh Baruch Hu shomea kol shofar. He hears it. Umazin true, and you pay attention to the true. Vein domaloch. Shomea kol tzuos amo Yisrael barachamim. And we talk about the trua. Why is it true? A trua is a broken sound. It's a broken sound. It's a crying sound. Because Baruch Hu hears a barachamim. Barachamim. She's hearing a sound. You don't hear a sound. Hear a sound? Hear a sound? No. Because Shomea called Shofar means like Shomea Tefillah. He accepts it as a form of Tefillah. And that's why we have the joining of the Shofar together with the Davening. So Shofar is Tefillah. Why is Shofar Tefillah? Moran Tainus says, Goimonu kebehema, with crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like an animal. Human being, something hurts him, can explain, can describe. An animal can't describe, can't explain, just screams. It's an elemental, I'm in pain. I can't formulate it in thoughts. I know something's wrong. So shofar, most fundamental type of feel possible. Human being in pain when he realizes matzav, he's broken. He has to be woken up to tshuva. And akedah. Akedah is a very interesting thing. Nisos Avon. What is Nisos? There's a machlok between the Rambam and the Ramban, which happened 2 days in the Medrash. For a human being to grow, we have a lot of potential. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts us in a matzav, we take that potential and make it actual. And that's what an assignment is. He uplifts us and takes all the potential and makes it actual. Avraham Avinu had a potential, but it didn't become an integral part of his being until HaKadosh Baruch Hu put him into a Nisayon and turned the potential into real. That's the Ramban's understanding. On the other hand, Ram says no. Nasli his gnosis. He holds Avraham Avinu up as an example. To what degree does a human being have to give up something for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And the answer is, was there anything more valuable to Avraham Avinu, or could be more valuable to a human being, than Yitzchak was to Avraham Avinu? 100 years he waited for a child. He waited for Mamshech of his derech. And then, all of a sudden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him a child. This is the realization of his dreams. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him he'll have generations and generations of children. As binchos, your child, as yechitcha, that is the unique one you have. Asher hafta, you love him like nothing. As Yitzchak, and it's Yitzchak, he's 37 years old, he's a mature adult. And then the Medrash goes on. Just Avraham Avinu has spent his life teaching the world. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Chesed Rachman. And he has his friends honor Ereshkol Mamre. He's going to kill Yitzchak. Next day he's going to bump into honor Ereshkol Mamre. He says, what did you do yesterday? Oh, Kadosh Baruch Hu told me to kill my only son. He's steered to everything you've been talking about for the whole life. wrong with me doesn't ask any question. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants me. I'm going to go around telling people Kadosh Baruch Hu is Chassid Rachman from now on. Well, what am I going to tell people? His whole life is finished. His son is finished. His future is finished. And everything he's been doing, it's a steer or two. And so, the answer is, I Klai Yisrael. What's going to be with Klai Yisrael? If he was one of these very open-minded people who know better than Kadosh Baruch Hu, he said, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you can think it's good for me. But it's not going to be a Klai Yisrael. I remember what he says. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants Klai Yisrael, it'll be a Klai Yisrael. If Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want Klai Yisrael, it won't be a Klai Yisrael. That's just the way it's going to be. The total acceptance of Kadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon and willingness to give up everything in life. Ram says that's Kenisa. He held him up as an example to all Doros. And on the Yom HaDin, we're standing in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. On a Yom HaDin. When we're broken, looking at ourselves to do tshuva, crying out in pain that we don't even understand it, we're saying something else. A, what do I you have? Oh, you are Kadosh Baruch Hu. I owe you everything. You made me, you shaped me, you formed me. You gave me everything. Everything I have is from you, and therefore I owe you everything back. And that idea is all part of Shofar. So, mitzvahs have different darchei avoda. We do it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvah us to do it. That's why we do it. He expects us to look into the mitzvah, to understand the mitzvah, and integrate it into our avoda. Just like Rabbeinu Avraham ben Arambam says. On Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days, and our job is on Shabbos to think through why we have Shabbos, what Bria Ha'olam is all about, what it means in my life. It's part of the dark avoda of each mitzvah. Now, so Shofar is a mitzvah. According to the Rambam, Baruch is Zichron, Shofar is the rice, Zichron true. So, part, and what is Baruch is Zichron true? Not only is the mitzvah to blow the Shofar, to understand it, to explain, but also to explain all the major themes of Shofar. Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Malchus. The Din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Zichronos. And the third is, the Din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's more than that. It's that it's a sign of Gilu Shechina. It was a previous Gilu Shechina, Maimon Har Sinai. There'll be a future Gilu Shechina with Mambiyas HaGola. And in the meantime, we confront HaKadosh Baruch Hu and have, there's a Gilu Shechina of confronting, integrating him into our lives through Tefillah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and using the Shofar as a means of Tefillah. Those are the three aspects that we talk about. What is Malchus? And what is Din? And what is the Gil? And why is Shov? What does Shov have to do with Gilui Shechina? And that's what we explain on Rosh Hashanah. And that's the Mitzvah Esrei D'Oraisa. Just like the Ramban says, Mitzvah Esrei D'Oraisa, Ramban Gilui Hayomer. So you have to eat the matzah and explain why I'm eating the matzah. Rambam says that's mitzvah's bikurim. Bring the bikurim and explain why you are bringing the bikurim. Blow the shofar and explain the ideas behind the shofar. It's malchios, zichronos, and shofars. Let's focus now on Zichronos. Ata Zochem Ma'aseh Olam. Now here, Ma'aseh Olam means two things. As means the entire world and the entire history of the world. What is Zochem? Zocher means a very simple idea. What a judge takes into account at the judgment. What the judge takes into account, Kadosh Baruch Hu is able to take everything into account for Sof Kol HaDoros, and he sees deep down into the human being, and then he sees everybody and for all of eternity. It's my soul. What's the difference between Zocher and Pokade? Very simple. What does it mean? V'Hashem Pokad as Soro, Hashem Omar. Kadosh Baruch Hu sits in judgment and makes a decision. This will happen. Pokad is when you execute that judgment. What does Hashem Pokad as Soro, Hashem Omar? That he said, you will have a child. She had a child. That was the part of the din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Rosh Hashanah. Was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she will have a child, Pakad. So when she had the child, and he executed the judgment. And against who is it done? And when you sit in judgment, it's the Marsei Olam. It is what happened from the beginning of history to and everybody. And judgment is executed, Kol Yitzure Kedem. Who gets judged in Rosh Hashanah? Not only everyone who's alive in Rosh Hashanah, in Yom Kippur. Everyone who's alive, who was alive, Meshech Hadoros Ad Adam Rishon. Why? Because judgment is not only for what I do in this world. Judgment is for the consequences of what I do in this world. Kapal Am Chitzol Shepadis Hashem. Pasuk says in this week's parsha. So this Frish says, "Umin Hashem Podis, Afil Yotzei Mitzrayim Tzrichim Kapara." Every that means my parents did a lot of things in their lifetime, and they taught me many things. So the consequences of their lives, to the degree that I follow what they taught me to do. That's a consequence of their life, and that's part of their judgment. My great, great, great grandparents, to the degree that what I am doing is a result of what they taught their children, so it's also the consequences of what they did. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges not only for what we did do, but the consequences of what we did. So that's why in Rosh Hashanah he judges Kol Yitzure Kedem. Every human being who was fashioned from Adam Rishon. Vanecha Niglu Kol Tamulos Hamonis Marosham Abrashis. But you understand everything that happened since Marosham Abrashis. Now, sometimes a child has Tzur Chavshis. Doesn't follow how his parents brought him up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can see down into the inside of the human being, inside of everyone's neshama. So therefore you can know what to take into account, what not take into account. We'll begin next few weeks going through what is in detail.